Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Dr. Eric Kusher is with us. You hear us talk about the wonderful things he does with Compass Fat Loss. Good morning. How are you?
Great. You guys?
We're doing good. How can we be any better? So we've been talking about this Beyond Meat.
Everybody.
And they have these plant-based burgers. Mm. And the question that Ray came up with that we thought was a good one.
Well, it's an article I came across.
Oh, I thought you thought of this originally.
Oh, God, no.
Was, are they actually healthier than red meat?
That's dangerous when he starts to read, isn't it?
Very.
Well, no, people are just saying, you know, a lot of people don't know it's in the Impossible Burger, for example.
Yes. Are they better than, the answer is yes and no, okay?
See, there
okay.
They are.
And I'll tell you why. Let's dig a little bit deeper. There's a few reasons to go meatless, okay? The first one is to be healthy. You know, the best way to go, from my experience and from the research, is whole food, plant-based diet, okay?
Right.
Flat out. The second reason is if you are aware of the turmoil and the suffering that all these farm factory animals
See,
go
that.
Through.
Yeah, there's that.
You would be vegan in a heartbeat.
Right.
The third reason is bigger, and it's the planet. And all the resources that go to raising these animals and slaughtering them and the water and the land use and the runoff and the pesticides.
Right.
You know, going vegan will make a big impact on that. So on different levels, there's different reasons to do this.
Right.
But there's different ways to do it. So you mentioned the name Beyond Meat. There's a bunch of other ones out there. I like Beyond Meat because they are basing their protein source on pea.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit different from most of the other guys who base their protein source on soy. And soy has been shown in a lot of people to cause hormonal imbalances.
Well, causes actually, issues.
Exactly. It raises estrogen. Right. It's not good for people with breast cancer risk and things like that. From a protein source, it's a good choice. So what I would say that is if you just got to have something that looks like a hunk of meat, the Beyond Burger is a pretty good way to go.
Okay.
So, but we tell our patients that if they're going to go for that stuff, still limit it to a couple of times a week because
right.
it still is high in saturated fat. It's still
yeah,
got
see,
some downsides, but it's a better choice than animal flesh.
Right.
Okay. I mean, from a diet, okay, that's where I wanted to go. Dietary standpoint, point of view, what you get from one and what you get from the other. So, in other words, it is a little healthier then.
It's a little healthier than eating a burger. Yes.
Okay.
You know, you want to go to be like a Beyond Meat burger rather than a.
The
I won't
impossible
mention the name,
burger.
a fast food place.
Oh,
okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. I
yeah,
mean,
but Burger King has tacos now.
Thank you. Thank you for that unsolicited plug from
Mr.
Burger
Fast
King.
Food. I only go once a year. But.
Are there other substitutes that are being developed, not just for meat, but for other food groups that you have found to be successful in making people healthier and also, you know, accentuating weight loss?
Well, you know, we're talking about replacing animal-based products again. So, yeah, there's egg substitutes. Obviously, on the dairy side, there's almond milk and coconut milk and all those things that have been on the market for a while. And those are definitely, to me, much better choices.
Really?
Okay? Oh, absolutely. The more you can stay away from animal and dairy products, and I don't want to fly in anybody's face, from a health perspective, the better off you'll be.
Okay.
Okay? Less inflammation in the body. Less energy to digest these things. Again, whole food, plant-based, low sugar, low salt, low oil. That's the way you want to go.
You know, they're in fact, they're experimenting with it now, is basically instead of – and I share your concerns about what's good. It's cognitive dissonance for me because, you know, I don't want to – I just want the burger to be growing in a field somewhere.
You know? Right.
I don't want to go through the whole process and back to the jungle and all that jazz. But, I mean, the thing is that, you know, they're figuring out ways to produce meat that's actual meat without involving the animal per se.
Correct.
So, you know, that's going on. It has been research on that for about 20 years.
Yeah, and if I had to put that somewhere, it would probably be in the middle ground between the two. I still like vegetable-based proteins. You know, this artificial meat that you're talking about is almost
– It is, but it
like,
isn't.
Like a cloning type of
exactly.
thing. You know?
Exactly. Precisely right. What it is.
But there's something else to be careful about too because there are some of these meatless burger products – that have been tested fairly recently, and they've come back high in something called glyphosate, which is the herbicidal ingredient in Roundup, okay? So there are some that are really high. You want to stay away from those. I won't mention names. You can do the research.
Okay.
And there's some that are really acceptable. So you want to be careful when you do this stuff because these are all carcinogens.
A question just for you, technically, for somebody who's on the diet, and Joe, you would know because you're on it. I mean, is there – if you're going to eat meat, okay, mm-hmm. is there one that's better than another?
Well, probably wild-caught seafood.
Okay.
Okay. From a meat perspective, you want to go for grass-fed beef if you have to because they're not fed all the stuff that comes in.
I've been by a feedlot or two in my life.
Well, and I'll be honest. Exactly. I told Ray this. I was at the burgers we had on – 4th of July were grass-fed, and I had never had them before, and they were 1,000 times tastier.
You can tell the difference, really?
Oh, my God. Oh, you can. Yes, absolutely.
And they've got all the DHA and all the nutrients in there that you won't get from a factory farmed animal.
Like you said, you don't want to eat this stuff every day, but for once in a great while, it gives you a little.
And again, you know, we've been brought up on this stuff. Right. So with the old habits,
old
die,
habits
hard.
Die hard.
They
hard.
They hard. So you want to... be careful as to what you choose. And, you know, you've been on the plan long enough, Joe, to know that we don't push anybody towards anything. We guide them.
Well, which is one of the things that makes the plan easy to
doable.
Not easy,
exactly.
But doable.
But the point is you can't take somebody who's been eating meat and this stuff all their life, and you can't turn an aircraft carrier around on a dime. You got to do it by very, very slow degrees.
Right.
But if we can do that even incrementally and get people to eat on a healthier basis, mostly plant-based – that's the way to ultimately go.
What's the biggest problem that people have in the attempt to lose weight in the summertime? What's the biggest roadblock?
Oh, I think it's just the events. You know, they get themselves put in these venues, the 4th of July barbecues and the vacations and stuff, which is okay if you can do things in moderation and we can fix the damage when you get back. What I tell patients is if you fall off the wagon a little bit and you gain a couple of pounds – don't wait a couple of weeks and 10 pounds later to get a hold of us. Just reach out. We'll be right there. We'll fix it, and we have less damage to work with.
And speaking of that, since we are in the middle of summer, what about alcoholic beverages?
What about them?
Well,
what do you got?
No, I'm a vodka guy, so
So if you got to make a choice, vodka, tequila, gin, the white liquors are the best.
Okay. Tito's.
Tito's.
I'm a firm proponent.
I know this.
Since January 2nd.
Okay. Now, I'm not promoting any of this.
No,
stuff.
I'm not. No, you're not. I am. I'll be honest with you.
But I think beer would be.
Have it with soda. Have it with lime. You know, the low carb stuff.
Right.
Beer and wine are the worst offenders.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. You get the grain and you get the fruit juice along with the alcohol. It's a double whammy. You're never going to burn fat. Yeah, exactly.
Because, beer just packs it on.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you're not a beer drinker.
No. I mean, I've done it occasionally.
Once in a while.
Yeah, not big time.
No.
So when you get to the tail end of this program, I actually want you eating like a normal human being, which means you're going to have a drink every now and then. Just make wise choices and do it in moderation.
See, I love
he
the
doesn't mean
thing.
The show today, by the way. No. He doesn't mean in 33 minutes, Ray. He means the end of the Compass program.
Yeah. It's noon somewhere.
But the wine thing is really deceptive in that I think a lot of people say, you know, look at all these skinny people drinking white wine, less Chardonnay. Not necessarily true. It can put it on you, huh?
Well, I don't know what they eat other than wine. So if you drink nothing but wine, you'll probably be skinny, but you won't be very healthy.
Right. It won't be in your best interest.
Right.
Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Always
look,
a pleasure.
Job you've done with your boy Matt here. I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's just
he's him and Mary Scanlon are tremendous.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Doing a great
job. You've done fine.
I've done well. But Matt's the poster child now.
Well, that's true.
Once you hit triple digits in weight loss, that's impressive stuff.
That was great.
That's impressive stuff. So, thanks, Eric. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Doc. Illuminating. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming in.
Take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.